Okay, good morning to all. So I think we were learning the Shulchan and the Mishnah Berurah yesterday in Kuf Tzadi Tes. I want to have a look at it again. We didn't finish it and it's absolutely critical, very, very important. So let's have a look again briefly. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Tes. You have the Shulchan Aruch 199 Kuf Tzadi Tes Siv Yud. It says Katan Shehigia LaOynos HaPeutos. Oynos HaPeutos is a brand new level of halachic maturity which we've not really discussed. The Shulchan Aruch says if you have reached that age VeYodea Lemi Levarachin, and also you know to whom you are making a bracha, you are addressing when you say the bracha Mezamnin Olav. Let's just briefly see the Mishnah Berurah. It says Mishnah Berurah right on the bottom line, Sivkot M'chav Gimel, Shehegia U'pocha Yis Mizeh, but if it's less than this age, Ein Daitoi Choshev Leklum, then his Das cannot be considered anything, Afilu Yodea Lemi Mevarachin, even if technically he would know to whom he's making a bracha, he's too young. What is that age of Pu'utois? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mechof Dalet says, Hainu on the top line, Keben Tes Oy Keben Yud. It's 9 or 10. V'yesh Oymrim, it's even less than that shir. Maybe Ben Sheish Lamalo, if Uchorif, if he's sharp. V'yedeh. Okay, so I don't want to get too stuck into that opinion. We don't hold of that anyway. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that if the child knows to whom he's benching, that at the age of 6 or 9 or 10, that would suffice. The opinion that we do want to focus on is the Rama. Look back into the Shulchan Aruch on the top line. Says the Rama, V'yeish oimrim, de'ein metzarfin oisoi klal, ad sheyeh ben shloish esrei shana. The Rama says that some opinions hold that you cannot incorporate a child under any circumstances until he is of age. Why is that significant that he becomes of age? The Oz Machzekinon Leik Godel. Because then, remember we spoke about this at length yesterday, the Chazaka, the Rabbah, once he reaches of age, there becomes an assumption, unless you obviously know to the contrary. But if you don't know to the contrary, the assumption is once he has arrived at Shonim, then he probably has Simonim. And that's what the Rama says. The Oz Machzekinon Leik Godoil Shehevi Bei Sairis. Then you can assume that he's a Godol and he has been Moitzi Shtei Sairis. And the Rama continues, V'chein Noyagin V'ein Lashanis. Fairly unequivocal. He is not merely presenting another opinion. He is telling you quite clearly that is the Minhag and he's instructing us, Ein Lashanis, do not alter that. So look now at the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotn Chof Hei. No, not Chof Hei, sorry. Look at Chof Zayin. Go to Chof Zayin. Chof Zayin. The Oz Machzekinon, the Omrinon, because we say that Kiven Shehegia Lichlal Shonim, once he has arrived at the stage that we call Shonim, which means he has the requisite amount of years, he's become 13, comma, Mistoma, probably in all likeliness, Kvar Hevi Shtei Sairos. Then probably he has also been Moitzi Shtei Sairos, the Ein Tzorich Bedika Acharzeh. And there's no necessity to check him. It means even though I cannot say with absolute certainty because I don't know, but that is the legitimate halachic assumption. We are allowed to assume that once he's reached Shonim, then probably he has Simonim as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the obvious addition. Aval im bodkuhu. You are not required to check him, but if they did check him, v'nimtza she'ein boi shtei sairos, well, then obviously our whole chazaka is irrelevant. We were allowed to assume without any requirement to check that this child has probably been Moitzi Shtei Sairis. But if it turns out upon inspection that he hasn't, well, then it's irrelevant. Loi Mitzarfin on Leila Zimun. Obviously, you cannot be Mitzarfin for a Zimun. Says the Mishnah Brura. Now, this is absolutely critical, and this is what we mentioned yesterday. Why are we allowed to assume that once he's got to the age of Bar Mitzvah, then he's probably got Simonim as well? So remember we said, because there exists the world famous concept called Chazoka V'Rabo. Remember we said that only applies for Dinei D'Rabbonon, not for Dinei D'Oraisa. Says the Mishnah Brura, therefore, V'chol Eilu Hadeyos, all of these opinions, Urak Le'inyan Tzirov, all we are discussing is, can he join forces with regard to a Zimun, that he become one of the group of 3 or 10. Avol, shehu hamazamin v'yoytzi acherim. But for him to be the leader of the Zimun, not just a part of the Zimun, for him to be a leader of the Zimun and also be moitzi others, bebirkas hamazayin, lekula Alma, according to all opinions, Einoi Moitzi, he cannot possibly be Moitzi Ad, Sheyeh Ben Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad. He has to be 13 years and one day. And here comes the key word, V'Yodua, underline. V'Yodua means not that you rely on the Chazaka D'Rabba that we assume. Assuming is no good. When it comes to actually being might see somebody with benching, it has to be that it's Yodua Shehevi Shtei Sairis. Why? The Mishnah Brura explains that which we said before. Shebirka Samozoin Hu Min HaTorah. Ubashel Torah, when it comes to Halachas Min HaTorah, Ein Seimchin Al Chazaka Zu. We do not rely on this Chazaka, the Mistoma Hevi. Merely to say that, yes, probably he's been Moitzi Shtei Sairis, we only rely on for Dinei D'Rabbonon. So to be a member of the Zimun, or nowadays to lead the Zimun, but you're not being Moitzi anybody with benching, that's fine. But to be Moitzi others with benching, to bench on their behalf, that's an issue of D'Oraisa, we're not Semuchonis. Says the Mishnah Brura, Miu, however, this is very relevant to us, because this is what we all do nowadays. Im hamazamin, if the one who is leading the Zimun einoi oimer, all he says is kiim nevarech, which is, by the way, exactly what we do. Remember our mazamin, and I think we mentioned this the very, very first time we started this perek, and we must always remember this. In the times of the Gemara, the mazamin actually recited the whole of benching loud and was moitzi everybody. That's not what we do nowadays. Nowadays, as the Mishnah Brura continues, v'chol berkas hamozoin, the rest of benching, mevorech kol echod ve'echod la'atzmoi. Everybody benches for themselves, k'minhogenu, which is exactly our custom. If that's the case, less lon bar, then there's no problem anymore. Why? The kiven shehu ben yud gimel shana. Because once he gets to 13 years, then no problem. Samchinon bezeh al chazaka. Then you are allowed to rely on chazaka. So in the times of the Gemara, when the mezamein was actually being moitzi you with benching, so that means you're relying on him for dinei Torah, then we don't rely on chazaka the rabba. But nowadays, where you are not relying on him for benching, everybody, the custom is everybody benches for themselves. So what am I relying on him for? Just to lead the Zimun. Look at the bottom of the page. Look at the Shar HaTzion, right at the bottom of the page, Sifkotan Yud Tes. Says the Shar HaTzion Yud Tes, you have that? The Zimun L'Roiv Poiskim Humid Rabbonon. Benching is the eraser. But if I'm not relying on him for benching, I'm actually planning on benching myself, like we do. And the only thing I'm relying on him is to lead the zimun, says the Sharetzion at the bottom of the page, Roiv Poiskim, most Poiskim hold that zimun is only a drabonon, and it seems to be that's the way we Poskim. And with that, therefore, we close up shop. So this halacha now is complete, and that is why it's true. What we learned, that you could be seimach on a young child or a cotton pireach or maybe a cotton who is 9 or 10, none of that is halacha lemaisa, at least for us Ashkenazim who follow the Ramah. And the Ramah is telling you the minhag is, and do not change it, that we simply do not rely on any child if he's under 13 years of age. Once he reaches the age of 13, then we are allowed to assume there's a chazaka called the chazaka de rabo. Technically speaking, I would not be allowed to rely on that chazaka when you come to deiraisas, but says Mishabura, don't worry, this is not deiraisas. Why is it not deiraisas? As we've already explained, because we're not actually relying on him for benching. All I'm relying on him is for zimun, and the Shatzin has just now told us that zimun, according to Rav Poiskim, is merely the rabbon. Okay, I think we're now ready to go back into the Gemara.
The same halacha applies for a minion.
Right.
People shouldn't take a child.
Right, for a minion, all of this young child holding a chumash, etc., etc. I mean, we know where it comes from now. It comes from Tosas, but I think we remember Tosas was not very excited about it. Yeah. Called it a minhag shtus. Okay, let's go back into the Gemara. Good morning, Rav Nachum. How are you? That was amazing.
Baruch Hashem, I'm good.
Great. Good to see you. Okay, let's look back in the Gemara. Daf Mem Ches Omed Aleph. Says the Gemara, you have the Gemara, first word on the line is Butzin, further on the line, Oma Rabbi Yehuda, Brei the Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas. Three generations over here. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Shmuel, the son of Shilas, said, Mishmei the Rav. So ultimately, this statement is being authored in the name, quoted in the name of Rav. What did Rav say? Tisha Ochlu Dogon. Remember we said, I think it was again the very first time we learned the halachos of Zimun, the main word in Zimun is, of course, the word that needs most definition when we talk about three people eating together. And the $64 million question is, what constitutes together? And there are so many different connotations of that. We've already discussed, for example, cases of some of them eating Issa and Aveira. Is that called together? Remember we had the whole sugya about when two people are finished eating and then the third one joins right at the end. We said it depends on whether the two would, in theory, be happy to carry on eating. Again, it all revolves around this one word. What does it mean together? The Mishnah says, Shloisha she'ochlu ke'echod, as one. What does that mean, as one? So now we're having another discussion, which also refers back to this, and the question is, what in fact are they eating? So the Gemara says, Omar Yudah Breda Shmo Bashilas Neshmei Derav Tisha Ochlu Dogon. If nine of them were eating grain, which would be Mechuyev, Mechayev Birkas HaMozen, but Ve'echod Ochal Yerek, one of them is eating a vegetable. Do we have a Zimun of 10 or we do not have a Zimun of 10? And the obvious point that I'm sure you all noticed is that wouldn't we have the same question, not with 10, but with 3? If two people are sitting eating grain, for example, a slice of bread, and the third one is just eating a salad, Is that a zimun, or must we have all three mukhiv in Birkas HaMazon? But the Gemara did not discuss that. The Gemara only spoke about a case of 9 and the 10th. And we're being taught for the moment that 9 people eating grain and they're all mukhiv in benching. The 10th one is only having a vegetable. So he's not mukhiv to bench. You just have to say Bara Nefashes. That would still constitute a zimun of 10. And you'd say Nevorach Elokeinu. Says the Gemara, one second. Why dafka 9? Omer Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira said, Bo'a mine mi Rav Yehuda. They asked a question of Rav Yehuda, Shmoino mahu, Shiva mahu. What about 8? What about 7? Maybe 8 would be the same. Why did you dafka say 9? Maybe if 8 people had grain and 2 people had a yerek, or maybe even if 7 people had grain and 3 people had a yerek, maybe that would suffice. That was the question that they asked of, Reb Zeira asked of Rav Yehuda. Omale, so he responded, you're quite right, loishna, it would make no difference. Whether you have 9 eating grain, 8 eating grain, 7 eating grain, it makes no difference. The halacha will be the same, that yes, that does constitute a zimun of asara. However, says the Gemara, but shisha, but if I only have 6, badai loy mi boyali, then I would have no question.
Which one?
Omale, Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, Shapir ovadata deloi iboyelecha. You did well not to ask about 6. Remember, he only asked about 8 or 7, and he received his answer that yes, 8 or 7 would be the same. But he never asked 6. And Rabbi Yirmiya says, well done for not asking 6. Why? Hosam. Time am I, mishum de ikar rubo. Why does 7 or 8, why is that satisfactory? Because you've got a majority of 10. Well, if that's the case, hochanami ikar rubo. Well, then 6 is also a majority. So you did well not to ask 6. Why? Because there's no necessity to ask 6. If 9 and 8 and 7 is all the same halacha, then there's no need to pick your hand up again and say, oh, by the way, what will be the halacha with 6? Of course, 6 and 7 and 8 is all exactly the same. It's all a majority of 10. So you did very well that you never asked 6. Says the Gemara in conclusion that no, that's not what he meant. The Iyu Savar. He meant Ruba de Minkar Bo'inon. What is a Ruba de Minkar? A recognizable roiv. Is there a difference, a qualitative difference between 6 as opposed to 7 or 8 or 9? And the answer is yes. What's the difference? Even though they are both the majority of 10, they're both over 50%, but 6 is not what we call a recognizable majority. Why is it not recognizable? Because it is only 1/5. 5 would be the halfway mark, and 1 more is merely just about tips the balance. That's not called a ruba de minkar, minkar from the word nikar. So in other words, when he initially asked, what's the halacha with 8? What's the halacha with 7? And he stopped there. Why did he stop there? Why did he not say, what's with 8? What's with 7? What's with 6? He didn't add that. So the Gemara explains, no, he didn't ask 6. Do you know why? Because you need a ruba de minkar. Have a look at Rashi. The end of the 4th wide line. The Iu Savar, who's Iu? Who's him? Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira is the one who asked the question. Reb Zeira, Shahoyo Koivel, Umischaret, Al Shaloi Shoal, Al Ashisho. Reb Zeira, who regretted not asking about six. Dilma, sorry, Shaloi Shoal, Al Ashisho, Sova, he held. Dilma Ruba Deminkar Shapir Boinon. Maybe you do indeed need a recognizable roiv. Delechol Dogon, who are eating Dogon, the I Boimine Shisho, and had he only asked about six, then Loi Hoyo Mati, then perhaps he wouldn't have permitted it. In other words, let's recap the sugya. Rav initially authored a statement saying, nine people eating grain, one person eating a vegetable, that constitutes 10. That was the chiddush of Rav. Stage two, comes along Rav Zeira and says, oh, you mentioned nine. What about eight? What about seven? What was the answer? Same thing. Nine, eight, seven, it's all the same. So Rav Zeira then commented, oh, I didn't ask about six. I didn't ask about six. What a shame I didn't ask about six. Now, why is that a shame? So the Gemara responds and says, what do you mean you didn't ask about six? If you asked about eight and you asked about seven and the answer was, yes, that is exactly the same as nine. So probably six is also the same because you've got your majority. So why are you regretting? Why are you upset that you never asked about six? It's all the same. Says the Gemara, no, the reason why Reb Zeira was upset that he never asked about six is because six is not the same. Six is not what we call a clear, recognizable majority. And that's why he regretted. That's why he had charata. Yes, I did ask about eight and seven. What a tremendous shame that I never asked about six. Because maybe had I only asked about six, maybe I would have got back a different answer. That's why he regretted it. So it turns out in the final analysis, we don't actually know what would be the halacha about six. Because as Rav Zeira has told you, yes, six is a majority, but it's not a recognizable majority, and maybe the halacha would be different. Have a look at that Rashi again. Let's learn that Rashi again. The Iu Sova, who's the Iu? Rav Zeira Shehoya Koivel Umischarit. Koivel means he was complaining and he regretted. Al Shaloi Shoal Al Ashisho. He regretted not ever asking the question about six. Do you know why he regretted it? Isn't it all the same? No. Sova, because he held that Dilma Ruba de Minkar. Maybe it's a clear, recognizable majority. Shapir Boinon, that is what's required. The Lechel Dogon, that they should all be eating Dogon. And therefore he was upset because the Iboimine Shisha, comma, because had he only asked about six, maybe Lai Hayomati, maybe indeed they would not have permitted it. And that's why he had regret. What a terrible shame that I didn't inquire about six. Oh, it's all the same. No, it's not all the same. Now, have a look at Tosfos, very, very important Tosfos. The second last places on the page, on the Omud, Tisha She'ochlu Dogon Ve'echod Yerek. So now we had nine people eating Dogon and one eating a Yerek, a vegetable, Mitztaref, they form a Zimun of 10. Says Tosfos Ve'hochi Hilchasa, you can underline. That is Halacha Lamaisa. We'll soon open up a Shulchan Aruch and see how this appears in Shulchan Aruch. That is the halacha she'echod she'ochal yerek. If the 10th man is not eating grain or bread, he's just eating a vegetable. Or Aisha Shasa Kois Yayin, or he's not even eating anything, he's drinking. Mitzaref, he joins forces. Va'afilu levarech shachalnu, he's even allowed to lead the Zimun. Yechaylin loyma, how can he say that? Sorry, I don't know if he can lead the Zimun, but he can say shachalnu mishaloi. Baruch she'ochalnu mishaloi. Now, one second. He didn't eat anything. All he did was drink. He drank a cup of wine. So how can you say Baruch she'ochalnu mishaloi? Says Tosfos, she'harei shtia b'chlal achila. Because drinking is incorporated in eating. It's all classified as the same thing. Now Tosfos addresses the question that we asked before.
Is that specifically yayin? Because it's a chashev drink, or it's any type of drink?
Good question. I don't know. I would assume any type of drink, because the Gemara says even a yerek, a vegetable, is nothing significant about a yerek. So probably any drink. But we'll see this in halacha. But now Tosfos addresses the question that we asked before. The Gemara only talks about 9 and 1 with regard to a zimun of 10. But the Gemara did not talk about 2 and 1 with regard to a zimun of 3. So would that be the same, or would it not be the same? Says Tosfos, v'yesh sheroitzim loyma. There are those who would like to say, dahainu dafka lezimun asara. But everything we've discussed in our Gemara only refers to a zimun of 10 people. Aval l'shloisha loy mitstarfi. But maybe to form a threesome, he would not be able to be mitzaref. Now remember, we've definitely seen in the past that the rules of 10 are not necessarily the same for the rules of 3. Remember, a classic example, the sugya we've just now finished. At least as far as the Gemara is concerned, we don't pass like that. But as far as the Gemara is concerned, you can have a young baby being the 10th man, but you can't have a young baby being the 3rd man. So you see that the rules of 10 are not necessarily the same as they are for the rules of 3. Says Tosfos, therefore, Yesheretzim Loima, there are those who want to say that even though the person eating a vegetable can be the 10th man, but he cannot be the 3rd man. The Harei Le'el Nami, because in the previous sugya as well, machmirinom tfei, we are more machmir b'tziruf shloisha me'asara. So we definitely have a precedent to suggest that yes, we are more machmir for the threesome than we are for the tensome. And that's why they said these yeshereitzim leima, whoever they are, that maybe indeed it could well be that even though the 10th man can be the vegetable eater, but he cannot be the 3rd man. Umiru, however, what should I tell you, says Tosfos? Look in the Gemara Yerushalmi. You know what it says in Yerushalmi? Umiru be Yerushalmi toni shnayim she'ochlu pas ve'echod yerek mezamnim. These yesh sheroitzim, these people who wanted to make a distinction, says Tosfos, what should I tell you? The Gemara in Yerushalmi says absolutely black and white that there is no distinction. 2 people eating yerek, dogon, 1 eating a yerek, they are mitztaref. V'chein posak ri. And that is the psak of the ri, the Tosefti. However, Vahasar mikutzi mefaresh, that's a different rishon. No, the ein halacha ka'isa braisa di Yerushalmi. I'm sorry, the halacha does not follow the Yerushalmi. Now, I don't want to get stuck into the rest of Tosfos because I do want to just bring this to a conclusion. Have a look briefly in the Shulchan Aruch. According to what we've seen in Tosfos, we have a machloikas rishonim it would seem to be that nine people eating dogon and one having a yerek is fine. In fact, so too eight or seven. Six, we don't know. But with regard to a threesome, it's a machloikas between the Ri and the Sar Mikutzi. So how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So have a look briefly in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Sadi Zayin Seed Base. This is very, very important. Mamash Negei Halacha L'Maaseh. You have the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzad Yizayin.
Right. Tosfos only mentions the case of 9 and 1. Can we assume that he's also including 8 and 2 and 7 and 3? Okay.
Have a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzad Yizayin, Sif Beis. Sif Beis.
Okay.
Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's on page 200 in my edition. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tisha she'ochlu dogon, ve'echad ochal kezayis yerek mitstarefin. They are mitstaref lahazkir Hashem, they can mention Hashem, Hashem is saying, Nevorech Elokeinu, v'afilu lo tibel imohem elo betzir, oy she'lo shosa imohem elo kois echad. From Nachum, this might be your question. Or he only drank one cup sheyesh boi revius. Which particular drink? Mikol mashke. Any drink chutz min amayim. So Shulchan Aruch says clearly anything besides for water. Mitztaref imayim. But v'hu sheyir hamavorech. But the one who's actually leading the zimun, he has to be me'oichle hapas. He has to be one of the bread eaters. The vegetable eater is allowed to respond Baruch She'ochalnu, but he can't lead it. Va'afilu shiva, even if seven, ochlu dogon v'gimel, eating yerek mitstarfin, avol shisha lai. Why? De ruba de minka bo'inon. Says the Mishabru and Sivkotten Zayin, ואחד אוכל, דאף דאל ירק אין מברכים ברכס המוזוין. Because even though there's no חייב ברכס המוזוין when it comes to a ירק, אבל יקול מוקים יוכל להצטרף. He's allowed to join forces, ולנו יש ברוך שאוכלנו משלוי. Yeah, the rest of the Mishabura is not machadish halachas that are relevant to us at the moment. What is important is look immediately, we're running out of time, so let's just see this quickly. Look in the next Sif and Shulchan Aruch now in Sif Gimel. Hamitztaref, so this person who's joining forces, remember he's the 10th man. Now, remember, the 10th man who's in fact eating a yerek, he's not mukhiyev in Birkas Hamazon at all. Sarech levarech bracha achrayna al ma she'ochal. He's obviously got to make his own bracha achrayna ve'einoi niftar, and he will not become exempted the Birkas Hamazon shel elu. Now the Shulchan Aruch adds the critical line, and this is what we are waiting for. Bamed devarim amurim, when did we say the sagi b'chol maichel? That any type of food, even a vegetable, is sufficient. Litztarev, that's only la'asara. Avol le'gimel, but to form a threesome, I'm sorry to say, einoy mitztarev ad sheyoichal kazayis pas. However, jump to the next line of the Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Oimrim, the first word on the line, that no. Some say that you can join forces. Remember this we saw in Tosfos. De Beyerek Ubechol Meichel Mahani. It does suffice. The Shulchan Aruch is bringing the Machlekas we just saw 2 minutes ago in Tosfos. And therefore, Hilkoch, according to that, Shnaim Sha'ochlu Bo Shlishi, the third one would come along, then even if he doesn't have pass, he would still be allowed to be mitzaref and join forces. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says we do paskenize this. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, look at the very last Mishnah Berurah. The very last Mishnah Berurah is Sukkot Mechof Beis. The Achshav Noyagim says the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Mechof Beis. The custom nowadays is She'im Loi Rotzo Lechoil Pas. If the third man did not want to eat bread, noistim lechatchila lishtois to drink, oy lechoil is a dovol to eat something, or kedeya hoachreina, and we follow the last opinion in Shulchan Aruch, which is that what? Not only for 10 does the vegetable eater join forces, but for 3 as well. This seems to be halacha lemaisa. You have 3 people sitting around the table. 2 of them are having bread. The third one is having a salad. Lechatchila, we offer him some bread that he can join forces without a zimun. If he doesn't want to or can't or whatever, then you can have a zimun even without.
He can't leave his zimun or something.
Right.
Well, there's a big kiddush.
Okay, we'll have to hold it over here. Be well, everybody, and I'll see you later on tonight.
Sure.
All the best, Carl.
Okay.